I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Oh, 20-day fiance.
Hi. Are you, you ever look at your favorite celebrities and I'm like, I wonder what sex toy my favorite celebrity would be? Like, so for example, you could load up a picture of Barack Obama and see that he looks like this thing. Or Joe Biden is a Hitachi wand. Or maybe it's one of your favorite shitty reality television stars like Egg. And you look at him and you're like, this dude looked kind of like a sex toy. Like, I would believe that he's called the Egg, and he's a vibrating pleasure bringer for all. Anyway, if you thought about this, you can check out my catalog that's filled with the sort of sex toy analog for all of your favorite celebrities, so you can experience them in a way that's as intimate and personal as possible. Thank you so much for having me. I am Sophia Alexandra.
It's an honor and a pleasure.
Wait. Pleasure and an honor.
You know, because your company brings pleasure to people sometimes.
No, I know that.
Despite what they want, because you're putting people on sex toys that should not be on there, like
I'm
Joe
not
Biden.
Saying they're on there. Yeah, but you know what? That one sells pretty well. The Hitachi Biden one, telling you, it fucking people. I don't know who these people are, but they fucking love it. I'm like, there's cooler stuff that's like new that like sucks it. And they're like, nah, Biden wand. Anyway, I'm like, all right, whatever. You do what you can, man. I'm just a business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Everybody's got orifices. Yeah.
Have you ever run a sex toy company that sells sex toys that are in the likenesses of public figures?
Yeah.
Have you ever been sued over it? Well, come on down to Protect Your Sex Toy Faces.com, where we are a full service law firm with one job and one job only: to protect your right to make sex toys in the shape of public figures.
Thank you. A hero.
I'm Miles Gray. Thank you.
A hero.
Esquire,
my fucking honor.
Thank you. My fucking
honor. And guess what? This episode is not adjourned. It is just begun. Let it commence. Welcome to 420 Day Fiance,
a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiance, and its various iterations. We have finally finished the last season.
So sorry.
OG 90 Day.
We're so sorry.
We will never stop begging your forgiveness. We are now trying to get record speed caught up with before the 90 days. So this is going to be two episodes, the first two.
It's going to be like two episodes, an episode for a while, till we get up to speed.
For at least a couple weeks. But
I think we can actually,
we're on a good pace. We're committed.
No, we know what we got to do. You know what I mean? We know we've been slipping. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's been a long time. Shouldn't have left you with a dope pod to step two, to smoke two.
Step two.
Baby girl. Oh, what'd you do? If you could. Anyway, so here we are. Season 8. Episode 1 of Happily Ever After. It's called Once Upon a Rocky Relationship. And I was like, oh, what's the naming convention going to be this season for all.
And
the
I
episodes.
Looked at some. No, it's all stupid ass fairy tale tales, fucking yeah, references. Fuck. I don't like
whatever.
It.
So they do the little teaser up top, or like the little, you know, setting, like when it's the first episode, they kind of tease out like all the kinds of drama you're going to see
on
this season. First of all, I had no, look, we're late, okay? Got a lot going on. I'm not even looking at social media about this shit. So this is like the greatest shits of 90 Day Fiancé.
Sure like, is.
Fucking Angela? I thought we were done with her and Michael's
it's
ass.
The who is who of what the motherfuck?
Yeah. Fucking egg?
Egg again. Egg N.
Again. Again with the egg? No.
Is what I'm saying.
No, too much egg.
Neg.
Exactly. Negativity. And then like on Rob the and Sophie already. So then there's Nicole and Mahmoud, who I didn't catch there. I think, were they on the other way? They were on it like one of the times when this was playing like digital only. And I wasn't respecting the shit unless it was on like TLC. And so I missed their couple. They give me terrible vibes. We already have Manuel. Like, we've just saw Manuel and Ashley. They're back. We just saw Rob and Sophie. They're back. We just saw Gino and Jasmine. They're fucking back. Fuck off. I'm sorry, TLC, but fuck right off with the utmost respect. The utmost respect.
Who is getting paid finding people? Because you didn't look anywhere. You just flip back to the fucking
I know
back of your binder and just called those same motherfucking people. Not even that far back.
I mean, doesn't like Florida make all of their arrest records public? Couldn't you just comb through those and see if there was someone telegenic enough to cast onto the show and completely ignore their back history that could be completely problematic and offensive to the viewers? I don't know. That's one idea.
You are telling me there's no other dirt bags that we have not previously right. met that
the well ran dry
introduced to okay. this universe. That's what you're telling me.
Okay, so the well ran dry, huh?
Run out of dirt bags.
I refuse to believe it. Well, hey, at least this first couple was
I'm
one
sorry.
I hadn't.
Were all the people who went to January 6th fucking imprisoned? I don't
I know.
Think so.
I'm pretty sure I'm reading articles all the time about how nobody will fuck them. So. Y'all
they're
got them.
Available.
So, but this first couple, I was like, I forgot about them for a second. Kobe and Emily from, she was from Salina, Kansas, I remember.
I didn't recognize them.
What do you mean? You don't remember this couple?
I recognized her, but I didn't recognize him.
Why?
Because his hair changed.
Oh, he's like
think,
longer hair.
And he gained weight. So
oh, yeah,
I think
he got that
I was
dad,
just...
He got that dad weight on. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep,
so yep. I don't think I could place him at first.
Oh, right. Where at first you're like, I remember her. I'm like, and who's this gentleman?
Yeah. I thought she like got a new boyfriend or something.
Well, so they start off already with like a fucking sex scene. Like, why are we doing this? No one asked for this shit. We never wanted this horny shit. It's trash enough. You don't need to add titillation like that, like fake ass shit. So I was like, no, off rip. I was like, no, thank you. But then you saw Coben, and this kid is fucking 4 years old. This is what's funny. When you
that
watch the show,
me up. It's
when
like
you watch
how...
the show like we do, you're like, I remember when you were born, you little baby.
I know.
And I remember
I don't
when
like
your mother
that.
Found out she was pregnant with you, Scarlett. Oh, my goodness. I have not. How are y'all doing?
We remember how all of us said that was a huge mistake. Scarlet,
yeah.
But it turns out you were adorable.
Yeah, you're adorable. Turns out, even if the mistakes were made on a like a life decision making level, they were not made genetically. Tell
Hell
you that.
No.
Mm-hmm. These, I mean, gotta
angels
give it
up from
to them.
Heaven.
100%. These are fucking Los Angeles.
They also seem incredibly well adjusted and not spoiled. Like most
yeah.
of the kids we see on the show.
Right.
Are not that way.
They're like, we have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old hard cut to, and like some kid's like taking his shit in a fucking aquarium or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the dad's like totally checked out.
Yeah.
And the mom's like, please.
Please. buy my crypto. I don't know. I'm fucked.
I'm putting my farts in jars. Please.
Please. Oh, I wonder what's up with Steph. Yeah. That shit had to have. I can't imagine she's still profiting.
I think she transitioned. I think she fart-zitioned.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They're probably just doing, like, kink stuff. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
you
other
do whatever
stuff.
You got to do. So, Kobe, then they still live with their parents, like, in the basement. He got a green card, and he got a job. But now, look, the thing that we're seeing this season, it's time for her to meet his parents. And he's like, yeah, be yourself, but like less of like an American woman, if at all possible.
It was actually my favorite thing to be like, babe, you're going to be great. You're going to do great. Just be less of you.
Yeah. Just stifle that. Every impulse
I really think
you have.
That's going to work. I really think that the kind of woman that you think is too much is going to react really well to being told that she's too much.
I feel like this is always the West African man with the white woman fucking dynamic. It's always
1000% just repeating the tropes that have been well worn.
Yeah. And it's always, hey, you need to pipe down. And she's like, I'm going to be me. I make my own decisions. And like a lot of times,
and
I
then
get
she
it
throws
too, like,
a cake you bought her right on the ground.
Right. Just right on the ground and then fucking hits you. But like, it is this like weird thing too, where they also just kind of leave it at that rather than like, you know, the nuances of it are, it's like clearly there's a different level of like liberation that women have experienced in the West versus Africa. And some people like it's not always that people are fucking arrogant or like disrespectful. But I get that from the perspective of another culture, you're going to be like, what the fuck is this fool saying? But that's usually because the women that we're seeing that are booed up with them are arrogant and disrespectful. So,
yeah, I mean, it feels like, you know, this is going to be the first white woman that you date. And it also turns out to be the worst white woman that you date. Yeah. So you're like, clearly.
You picked the dude, them? Their parents were in the Klan.
Like, you got yourself an Angela and you're like, I think.
Not even like latter day, like, aw, Klan. Like, when it was popping Klan.
Like, he was one guy that just like revealed his face for fun. He was like, I don't have anything to be embarrassed about.
Kidding me? I'm the fucking mayor. They know what time it is, baby. But yeah, we're back on
the
culture.
And the chief of police, and he switches his hat.
Yeah,
you know?
It just like, just folds into a police hat. It's like a 2-in-1. He's like, oh, got my Klan rally, and just like pulls the top up.
Rip, yeah, it's into like a straight cone. It unfolded.
Has someone just made that as a joke hat? I feel like people would buy that shit. I mean, it's like an art piece, like a cop hat, like 2-in-1.
Someone should make that. And it should be someone that listens to this podcast.
Free idea for all the artists or people who deal with like fabrication. Just like credit us. Come on, you can split some of the money.
Genuines, I mean, that jump on it, please.
I'll just look, help me out, because I just threw that one out there and that shit is gold. You know what I mean? Don't make me regret that shit. Don't
help me help you.
Actually, Brian, edit this out. This is too good. I'm starting my own line of Klan cop hats. But you could do it for every fucking different cop hat. Wow. Klan boy. What you gonna do? Oh, man. Okay. Klops is filmed in front of a
live
camera crew.
Studio audience who are also other cops.
And Klan. Whoa. How come you never seen Hannah Montana and whatever the fuck at the same time? Whatever that joke is. Is it Miley Cyrus? Is that what they say?
Yes, you did it.
Yeah, my boy did it. He recovered. He mold. Okay, so there's that. That's all we see from them. Because like most of this first episode is like recapping backstory, which we all know all too well.
Yeah, the only thing that I thought was important is like, okay, so they're going to Cameroon. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I like is that he was like explaining what it was like. And he's like, look, you know, there's unrest. There's the English speaking side. There's the French speaking side. Mm-hmm. Like, shit is crazy. And oh, yeah, like, just be cool and stay inside on Mondays. And she's like, pardon? And then he's like, yeah, Monday is the day the English speakers punish the government. I thought that was the tightest, most fucking punk rock thing I've ever heard in my life.
The government.
On Mondays? Get in, bitch. On Mondays is when we punish the government? That's merch.
Yep.
And a way of life.
Mondays are ghost town days in the English-speaking regions of Cameroon that became engulfed in a separatist crisis some 7 years ago. Damn. Yeah, so it's basically they enforce a general strike to protest the government. Wow, man. Fucking solidarity.
It's like how in Paris there were protests every Friday.
Right. Rob and Sophie. Robith the Nobith and Sophie Sierra still got the wig on, I think not enough time has passed until we've seen her with her jet black hair from the tell-all, which is weird when you, like, you see someone from the tell-all and then they're like, oh, this is before the tell-all?
There's a little bit of cognitive dissonance there. Where you're like,
dude, because the way they're talking about it.
Did I go back in the past?
It sounds like this was shot in the summer of this of 2023.
Yeah, so I guess so.
That's where we're at. But we're, whatever, man, fucking
But
TV.
The timing is weird because it's like, at that point when we like see her here, she's like, yeah, I haven't seen Rob in 2 months.
Yeah?
But they already live in Austin?
Right.
Like, a lot happened, I guess.
Because and like, I remember
to move somewhere with somebody and already not have seen them for 2 months.
Yeah. Well, because at the tell-all, it sounded like they had already been in Austin for a minute. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's right.
Because I made that joke about that's where if you're canceled in Hollywood, you go to Austin.
I guess for some reason I thought they were like moving there, but hadn't done it yet. Anyway.
Right. But anyway, she's like living with her homegirl Kay. He's like swollen. He looks like way just all bulky and shit suddenly this season.
Okay, what I noticed is his nips.
Ow.
They were large and fleshy, and I don't know what that means.
Call those
but he's like
blinders.
Growing out his hair and his nips is what I noticed.
Ow. That's what you do. dude, then they go like, we moved to Austin. I bought 6 tarantulas. Are you fucking for what?
Just a normal fucking response to being in a fight with your wife. Just double up on your fucking spiders.
Oh, all right. That's how you want to act ungrateful? All right. I see what's up. Come back.
Rob, did you buy another tarantula? You know I have arachnophobia, Rob. You're doing this because I have arachnophobia. It's not fair, Rob.
I don't know. I just know you're ungrateful. That's all you had to do. Just appreciate what I'm saying. Now, guess what? We got fucking 4 tarantulas in this bitch. You feel me? So next time you want to complain that the sheets are giving you some kind of reaction because you're supposed to wash them, whatever. I'll buy another one.
I don't have a duvet.
I got a duvet.
It's called a guvet.
Exactly. You already know how I use that thing. Cocoon myself in it because I like to masturbate naked. But I don't like my back to be cold. I think that's perfectly fucking normal. So yeah, they're there. He's got 6 tarantulas. They like, I guess, so they fight.
I'm like,
they fought,
how
she
badly
bounced.
Do you not want to go to therapy that you'd rather buy 6 tarantulas?
I know, for real.
Just like, go to therapy, dude.
Men would literally rather buy 6
tarantulas. Honestly.
Than express their feelings. I will fucking put all I bought this tarantula. You know what that means? Okay.
Also, what is the plan with that hair?
I don't know. I think he's just keeping it long, you know, that way he has braiding options, you know? That's probably
but like,
what's going on.
I'm picturing it braided, and I'm picturing how he still keeps the sides shaved, and I can't picture that on his head for some reason.
He had his hair braided. Like, he had his hair braided up like that before.
But it wasn't
like,
that
just
long.
The
top. Now it's, like,
right.
So long.
Well,
it's going to be, like, down his back. He's going to look like...
It's not that long. I mean, look, he had, like, a little tiny ponytail.
His hair is curly. Mine is. This is why my tiny ponytail looks tiny. If I fucking
That's
straighten
like a
my hair,
bun.
It goes no. long as fuck.
Yeah, I
I'm
don't
just
think.
Saying.
Yeah. I think just with how his hair, I don't know. It didn't seem, I think, I don't know. Maybe it's because he was so swole that everything
Yeah, you were
weirder.
Distracted.
I was just like, what the fuck is going on, dude? Like, this guy's having a crisis. He just bought 6 tarantulas and he became a gym rat. I'm like, yo, bro, fucking call your parents, bro. Do something. Do something, man. Not this. Not like this. But yeah, it turns out he was talking to a bunch of women online again. Fucking around with the chat on the DMs or whatever. So she left and moved in with her friend Kay. And like, he's at that batting cage with his friend. He's like, I don't know. She's probably having sex with Kay. I don't know what's going on, bro. That's probably going on.
Sorry, I'm picturing him as Alicia Keys with his hair braid.
Wow.
I can't tell you. That's all I can think of.
So many scarves. Bro, her scarf game was so fucking at the time. Woo!
Scarves were it.
Man, I remember not knowing shit. I thought she was like a hijabi. I was like, oh, damn, girl, you Muslim? And I was like, oh, wait, no, I don't know what the fuck. Never mind. I'm ignorant as fuck.
She just likes scars, and I don't know the difference.
I don't know why, but I was like, her vibe at the piano? What's going on, baby? But yeah, what did you think about, like, the friend who, like, his new friend who is, like, a meat wall also, and he's like, wait, did you just say that your wife's bisexual? For real? I don't know, man. I don't know. Oh, should I put it up? Should I put my phone on mute? I don't know what's going on with that. Like, here we go. Here we go.
I also like that Rob was like mocking Kate, like imitating Kay's voice, but he was doing what we do for Sophie's voice.
Oh, yeah. Good to see you, Rob. Why don't we do this again, Rob? Oh, my God. Why don't we do this more, Rob? I got the tarantula, Rob. You know, I'm so petrified of tarantulas.
Your wife is sleeping with someone else.
Although, okay, tell
sir,
me this,
when was the last time you were around a woman and she didn't pepper spray your face?
Okay, thank you for being specific. If that's the case, my answer is 7 years. You know, 24 days. No, seven years, 3 months, and 23 days, and 16 hours, 12 minutes, and 4, 5, 7 seconds.
That's honestly, that dark. Was that dude's entire fucking vibe. It was not cool.
Yeah. Okay, but
Sophie
my question
hasn't been intimate with me in a while, so she must be getting it from somewhere
from
else. That's boy math.
Yeah, for right, exactly. That's called boy trigonometry right there. Boy calculus. It's like, I'm seeing
boy
the fucking
philosophy.
Fifth dimension. That's a Fibonacci number, if you feel me. But like, this is my question. So they were trying to fucking imply shit by having Sophie and Kay on the bed, like when they first opened like the whole segment. But at the foot of the bed, did you notice they have like a custom made photo fleece blanket? With like the two of them together on it, it's like best friends.
I did not see that.
So at first I was like, man, stop playing with that shit. And then I saw that blanket and I was like, hold on, why are we doing couple type, why are you doing couples blankets? And okay, I get you can have a platonic friend blanket, but our part of me was like, I don't know, maybe they are feeling sexy, I don't know.
May I propose my theory?
Yes, please.
I think this is a classic example of, I want to be on a television show. I will best friend you so fast and get that blanket popping so quick.
Yep, yep. Love bomb you. Yep.
I need to be on TV ASAP. Yep. Hey, I'm there for you no matter what. Do you notice I've taken better care of you than Rob? Do you notice that about me? Do you?
Right. And he's like not here. Right. So I feel like if someone cares about you like I do, like they're going to be here for you. They're going to touch your hair. They're going to make you hot cocoa. They're going to stand over you while you sleep and just think about maybe kissing you. And maybe you won't wake up if I try. But then again, I'll never know unless I'm sorry. And then we'll make a blanket of each other and we'll watch Grey's Anatomy.
But also, I'm going to make sure my lashes are like popping when we're perfect. In bed, because this is definitely like a moment for me, you know. When I first saw you and I thought, damn, like, she's going to make an amazing prey.
Like
for
those
me.
Women who became friends with Danielle.
Yes, that's the first thing I thought of, those New Jersey bitches. I didn't
they
trust
were
them
ever. Trash ass motherfuckers. They're like, you are just trying to ride Danielle's wave.
How fucking dare you? Under the guise of a makeover?
Poor Sophie.
The most sacred ritual in all of womanhood?
Watch, and then she'll be like, come on, Sophie, like, give me some money. She's like, oh, no, sorry, I can't, Kay. And she's like, well, now I gotta get the tarantulas out. She's like, no, I'm sorry, Kay, not the tarantulas.
It turns out her and Rob are working on it together.
Yeah, that's fucking wild. So then we see Claire.
Where's the truth is out there sound?
Oh.
Thank you.
Claire is back, too. She's starting to become UK Angela.
I never left, love.
Don't call it a comeback, love. I've been here for years.
And now I'm back and I have a lover. His name is John.
Dude, that guy, His posture was his whole energy was freaking me out.
I thought the John he was guy. Like drugged.
Yeah, he looked like a subdued tiger, like that you would like pet in Dubai or something.
She's
some
like,
shit.
He's here voluntarily, love. I'm like, hey, why hey, is how you he doing? Asleep?
How you doing, Sophie? Yeah, it's John. Good to meet you. Yeah. I have heard a little bit about Rob. Sounds oh man, what if he's a fucking what if he's a, like a junkie? Like, yo, this dude is dude, smacked out.
If he's smacked
I'm not,
out,
I'm not and, going there with that, but
his, but like we just found out in like this episode, yeah. right? That her mom right. well, was essentially had yeah. a substance abuse issue the entire time Sophie was growing up. And Sophie had to like take care of her and found her ODing and shit.
In that second once episode, heard, she says that. Yeah. Right.
Once we heard that, so much sense was made to me of like her need for stability with Rob. And I mean, not that any person doesn't need that.
Yeah.
But the fact that like, oh, your sense of home was constantly like threatened.
Taking care of a crisis person.
Yeah. And so now you're trying to sense have a sense of yeah. home with a man that like can't even give you like a toilet inside. Like, yeah, that's going to fuck you up.
Can't even give you a toilet inside. A toilet inside is so such a specific fucked up thing. He can't even give you a toilet inside, girl. Anyway, look, I made a blanket with our faces on it because you're my sister, right? We're sisters, right? We're sisters.
That's true.
Yeah, case. John's again. I don't know what it was. Like it was that or like pervy. Like he also looked like he would professionally watch other couples have sex. If that's like a thing. I'm like, hey, I'm John. Yeah,
I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead.
That's a +1 billion accuracy bone.
It just felt like he's like, go ahead. I'll be here. I'm very discreet. I don't touch. And I'll just, if this is what you guys are into, go ahead. Express yourself.
Oh my God.
That was his other thing. I was like, John?
He's like a guy I wouldn't trust with my niece.
Yeah, I just don't know what, I don't know if it's like, if I don't trust him with a human, I don't trust him with like a apple pie, I don't trust him with like money, you know what I mean? Like,
you're you know, killing me right now.
I just don't know what it is he poses a threat to.
I wouldn't trust him with an apple pie, Miles Gray, it's also just, merch.
I don't know. It's just hard. Again, that's why I've got my eye on him. I'll tell you this, I don't know what the fuck's going on with you, John, but I'm gonna fucking figure it out. And if it is just like a maybe like a energy issue that you have, then I'm sorry, bro. But if not,
let's get Ashley on this. Let her yeah. cleanse your motherfucking vibe because whatever's happening with you is not right, John.
And then so then Sophie and Rob decide to meet at what is called a selfie gallery. And to someone who smokes
what?
Weed a lot, yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you see that and it's like you remember like Americans like after 9/11 being like, why would anybody hate us? Why? Yeah.
They hate our freedom.
And then you see shit like this. You're like.
They hate our freedom. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because I want this
we
whole place to
have
burn
this
down.
Much freedom. No one should have this much freedom.
We don't need this.
No, nah, I mean, we overdosed also, like, on that freedom, made that fucking gallery.
The shit that freaks me out is that. Is just, I was high watching, right? And then I'm like, dude, that's the last fucking place I want to be right now. Is like in a place purpose built for like ego validation. I'm like, oh, no. Like, I don't want to take a, I would be so uncomfortable. Like, hey, come on, take a picture. I'm like, no, I'm good, man. Don't take, I said, I want to take a fucking picture by the blue phone booth, man. Get the fuck away from me. Do your own shit.
The first time I watched it, the sequence I'd like fast forwarded through the setup so I couldn't tell I was like at speed and a half so I couldn't tell what the setup was and so I just kept thinking they were like in the front room of like a restaurant or like a gallery experience or something and that they were gonna get to it and then I just kept getting really frustrated. I was like, well, when are they gonna get to it? And then I was like, did I miss something? Then I
a selfie rewound. Gallery, yeah.
And then I was like, oh
yeah.
There is no there. They're in the there.
No.
And it's that.
Just like that Radiohead song, there. Just because you feel it doesn't mean it's there. Yeah. So anyway, he like wants to win his wife back. And then she's like, I don't know what I do because ever since Rob online cheated again, he's online cheated like, oh, so many times. I'm like, okay, like I'm not trying to be like a fucking old person, but I feel like online cheated, like the repetition of it. I'm like, let's I get that that's bad and you want to engage the word cheated in your description of Rob's fuckery, but really, you can just say, I can't trust him. That's bad enough. I think we have to be adult enough too to just say, like, he's not trustworthy. I don't know why that was like bugging me, but I was like, I'm like, this guy's fucking untrustworthy. Like, online cheated sounds almost euphemistic. Like, this man cannot be trusted.
I also think it's weird to have the designation of online cheated because it's like, okay, yeah. Well, oh, it's wait, like so saying what? Non-consensual sex. Right. No, or not. It's like.
It's euphemistic.
No. That's right.
Oh, you're saying it's bringing even the word cheated down. Well, it's like, oh,
I'm just like, you can't cheated? Have consensual. Yeah, it's like, did he cheat or not? There's not like a category it's that's about next
physical,
door.
I guess it's physical or emotional is the differentiation.
Right,
again,
that's it. That's what I'm saying. So you could say like, oh, he emotionally cheated.
Yeah.
But I think saying online cheated is weird.
I guess
then you're
I'm
like
angry.
Saying I'm IRL cheating or I don't know. Like, what are you even saying? Because if someone's on the phone, did they phone cheat?
Yeah. Right.
Did they
right.
email cheat? Like, right. This just makes me like crazy. I'm like, that's just a method.
Right. Right. Exactly. I think it's because we need to be labeling him with harsher terms. And I feel like online cheated feels like we're getting away with something. When
it sounds like
say
in seventh grade.
This man is duplicitous. He's deceitful and he cannot be trusted.
He's a trifling ass motherfucker. And he has been from day one. And we've already known it. And she's a baby girl who needs to leave.
She's a baby girl and her baby hairs need. Come on.
She's wearing a baby girl necklace to let you know she's a baby girl.
I know.
And you're going to disrespect her.
And like her whole like, no, nah, I'm not. I don't need to. You know what?
Bro,
I was young.
Wearing a matching blue tight suit and you disappoint me at the selfie gallery robe. At first, my heart was beating. When I saw you, I thought, oh, this is the man I fell in love with. And then after my 50th selfie, I realized, no, I just love being at the selfie gallery. I don't love you, Rob.
You're sorry, Rob. So disappointed, Rob. I'm sorry, Rob. I know I'm scared of tarantulas and like arachnids and that, but like, I'm also afraid to like adopt any kind of fashion style that falls outside of what's given to me in my algorithmic Instagram feed. I'm sorry, Rob.
Rob, I'm stand by TikTok, Rob. You know this.
I'm sorry.
I've been engineered by TikTok since day one, Rob.
I have to wait. No, okay. You know what? I don't want to get my. I just clipped my claws so they can't come out. Okay.
No. This is what this podcast is about.
I
and
can't
you know how
right
much
now.
We're going to have to cut coming up.
Yeah, there's a lot to cut, probably. I don't care, man. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with us anymore. What's going on with this fucking crazy world we live in?
I'm glad she left, though, because after the 50th time of him being like, it's actually not as bad as you thought or whatever. And her being like, Rob, it's 50 women. It's 50 women.
How? Like, I didn't even know you're like not even good at like reading or writing. Like, how did you even communicate with them? And I know you're not doing text to voice because I'm with you all the time.
And he was like, no, it's like not that bad. It's like them just sending me porn. What's the problem?
But what? This is what it says. It says, hey, cutie, what's up? And then you said, please send hole, H-O-L-E. And then she sent you a picture of her bum spread open, Rob.
Oh, I think you loved it. You hot
it's probably
it,
AI.
Rob.
I don't know. It's probably AI. That's what I'm thinking. That can't be real. That's not real. I never seen somebody spread their butt open that wide. So, sorry. Sorry, Sophie. Try another angle because I'm not online cheating.
That's what you said in the text. You said, try another angle. That's how I noticed you.
And then she sent another one. And then you replied, oh, this is definitely not AI.
LOL.
She's definitely not AI.
Number LOLs you sent, Rob.
Wow. Busted. Well, anyway, so there's that. Next couple.
All right. So Nicole, 40, from Los Angeles, looks like a doll, like a porcelain doll with the perfect bob.
Like Amelie with like Leeloo from The Fifth Element.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like
I think that's kind of what it is.
Jessica Chastain and Rooney Mara and like made a person that is out of their two genetics.
Interesting. Yeah. Did you see the season where they first debuted?
No.
Yeah. Again, because we were.
I thought they were new.
We were TLC supremacists. Yeah.
She's 40. Mahmoud is 31. He's from Egypt. Mm-hmm. She loves fashion. Mm-hmm. He loves women who are covered up. So, you know, it's going to work out perfectly.
Of course. It's a match made in heaven.
Yep. So they've been long distance for 4 years. She tried living in Egypt last year. Did not work out.
No.
They got married a month after knowing each other, which is always a good sign.
Healthy.
And they fight anytime she wears what she wants to wear. So
yeah, it's great.
It's going to go great.
Dude, like that had, I'm just, like, so this is my
first
watch.
How many times are we
going to
see this though? It's so boring now.
I know. It was also like the second you're showing dudes like snatch at women's arms and shit, you kind of like,
over.
I was like, I'm sorry. Like the second
it's
they're
over.
Like, it didn't. He's like, tell me why. I was like, what are we doing here? What are you showing people? Like, I don't want to see this shit. I can already tell where this is going. If the setup is already, he is like, he feels that she is not modest enough and is not being a subordinate in the way that he needs to. And then you're seeing like explosive shit like that. I'm like, this shit is fucking missed. Like, this is not, no.
You also knew it was going to be bad when the mom's only advice when he was leaving was like, don't miss your prayers.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not going to tell him anything about how to make a marriage work or like how to adapt to a new country or anything. Just your prayers. Okay. So wow. It's going to be just one thing, faith, that you're going to lean on. And it's going to completely go against the culture that you're trying to adapt into.
Yeah.
And she's going to push you on it. And then we're all going to be uncomfortable.
Everyone's going to be stressed. And guess what? I'm already getting terrible fucking vibes. You know,
we've
at first
seen
I was like,
ooh, shit.
Look at that. I was like, maybe I've seen her around town. I feel like that's a memorable hairdo. And then I was like, oh, whoa, what the fuck is, oh, shit. No, nope. But yeah, but Nicole is his life. So that's how they keep you, like, as the audience who may be completely, like, ignorant and with dulled senses, be like, well, at least there's that. Despite all the other things I saw that, for me personally, I would say I would completely get out of this relationship. We're incompatible and it doesn't seem healthy in any way. But anyway, we'll see. This is just from the first episode, y'all. We're about to fly through these episodes in the next
one. What was that couple where the guy came over also? And like she was older. She's like with the tattoos.
Oh.
Was it also Muhammad?
Muhammad, who was like the smiley fucking abuser, like
the smiley abuser, right?
Or Muhammad. I will destroy your life.
Don't what was her name?
Eve.
Yes.
From New Mexico, and she had the son that was special needs, and then she was also then she yes. did that fire ceremony that she thought would fucking change up his whole spirit. No.
And so that's what I'm saying. We've already seen the storyline and it did not work out the first time we saw
yeah.
it. And
yeah. anyway,
or
I've
wait,
seen this.
It did. Didn't they?
Stay seen this.
Her? I don't know.
I
Who cares?
Don't think so. You want an update? Let's see. Eve, New Mexico. This is from 1 week. Christmas of 2023. She faced domestic violence charges, which were later dropped, with her publicist claiming that Muhammad falsified the allegations. They've broken up, and she is now, quote, thriving in her career as a licensed acupuncturist, massage therapist, and model.
Wow. So good luck to everyone in this storyline.
Yeah. Holy sheet. Yeah, August 2022, one count of battery against a household member with one count of assault against a household member. She was seemingly charged against her husband at the time. Said the allegations were falsified. Muhammad and the woman, he has been cheating. Oh, that's right. I think we talked about this. This is familiar again. Yeah, the prosecutor dismissed the case without prejudice in February of 2023. I don't know what the fuck.
Okay. Yeah.
Who knows? Anyway, like I said, it's all of a mess. It's all a mess. Then we got Manuel and Ashley back in our faces. This was interesting, though. They start off, she's leading, teaching a fucking spin class. Like, intense.
I just got gagged when she said, my main job is as a practicing witch. I work in tarot astrology, and I'm a spin instructor.
Hell yeah. Is this it? Nope. I'm a mother witch, ho. There you go.
But I have to say, that's the most LA job description I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. Of course. All of those.
I know that's not where she is, spin. But it just is.
You got to be a spin instructor, a spin doctor, if you will. But yeah, she was working that bike. And Manuel was gassed. And then they go hang out with her family at a like carnival fair thing. And then like we kind of pick up where we left off in the tell-all. Her mom's like, okay, so when are you meeting these kids? Kid, do you know? They're 12 and 14. How long have you been together? You barely talked to them once? What if there are more kids? Do I need to hire private eye? Okay, but this is not an 80s movie, but sure, thank you.
The entire fucking segment is so dumb because it's introduced as being like, well, Manuel doesn't have family here, so we try to hang out with my family as often as possible. Cut two. What are you hiding from my daughter? Why can't she meet your kids?
You fucking deceiver. Yeah.
That is exactly what he needed to feel like he's part of a family, you fucking assholes.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, no, I love hanging out with your mom. It's always so cool when she just gets in my face like that.
I think it's so inappropriate. I'm sorry. I would feel some type of way if my mother-in-law accosted me like at a public place with like partner's sister about what should happen to my fucking kids.
But yeah, but however, I think we both agree that questions do need to be answered if you are married to this person, like about what's going on. So
I just think if you're bringing your mom and your sister into it at a playground or whatever the fuck,
yeah, it's TV.
You're not going to get the answers you're looking for.
For sure.
I mean, I even prefer the more like old fashioned dramatic, like, oh, we're at dinner at one of our houses.
Right. Yeah.
She's like, then I'm like, you can just be embarrassed in the house.
He's like, I'm trying to eat a fucking funnel cake. What the fuck? Telling me about abandoning my kids. Maybe I did, but I don't want to admit that when I have all this powdered sugar
on
my
camera.
Face.
I'm about to flip out. I want to eat a corn dog.
I want to eat a corn dog in peace. Later on, I will confirm to you that I am, in fact, a failed father. Okay, but for right now, can we just respect my phallic fried tube?
Can I live?
Can I live? Now give me the
with sugar on top.
Watch me eat all the fucking the breading off in one go without leaving a bite mark on the hot dog. Watch this shit. anyway, so yeah, there's that. We'll see what happens with them. I'm like, I didn't need to see them anymore, but sure. Gino and Jasmine again,
which I cannot believe is happening again.
How?
It's so scripted. It's so bad. The only thing that's worth it is when she tells him that he's handsome and that she loves his sharky nose and his piranha teeth and that he's sexier than Bruce Willis.
Man, because I think, remember the sharky nose, piranha teeth? That is so wild with your fucking dick mouth, your piranha corn teeth, with your nasty motherfucking dead kangaroo ears, like... Everything's like has this like, you know, she just likes to fucking just fucking get into him.
She talks like, much shit. And then she's like, you're sexier than Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
If I'm Bruce Willis right now, I'm so like looking in a mirror being like, what the fuck is she seeing?
Yeah.
I look like fucking Gino. I didn't get aphasia for this.
Not like this. Uh-uh. I do want to say, I want to credit Jasmine. She really went for like a natural look with her surgeries. And it's like modest. And I thought it was a good move. It's subtle.
It's proportionate. It doesn't scream, look at me, you know. It doesn't remind you of beach balls. Like, it's just, she's different. She's built
different.
It's
bespoke. Is that a word to say? I don't know.
Yes, it is. Elegant and like, conservative.
Yeah, Botticelli-esque. That's how I would put it. I would say Botticelli-esque.
Is Rubenesque. That's what I was looking just for. Just very like, you know.
Yep. But now they are trying to have a baby, like a human baby. I'm confused.
It can't be a human baby if it's coming out of Jasmine.
No. I think, how does it work? Like, she releases spores that then he pisses on?
I think so.
To create?
That's the only way that it'll work with the two of them. She already has two angels in heaven. I really...
Well, and also, I'm pretty sure Gino didn't want... Up to this point, was he like...
He does. He did want kids. He's the one that wants kids. She's like, I can't even really have kids. I guess in my mind... I lied to him about yet another important thing.
Right. But also, I think this shit is fake. Because this motherfucker doesn't have, he doesn't have money for two kid, let alone three kid. Although it seems like maybe he's really trying to be like, yo, them kids that you got back there,
they're
back
there. He was not thinking the kids were going to come.
They're back there.
Because he was supposed to file the K-1 visa with them attached, and he did not.
He fucked that up.
He said, no, just the twins and... By that, I mean my wife's fucking titties.
Yeah, and I guess the other twins, too, because you now got them... That big booty.
Yeah, that Judy. That her ex.
Again, she did hit us with some fun lines, though, when they got to the camping grounds. She, like, looked at the camping showers and immediately just said, Gino, I had three vaginal infections just looking at the showers.
She hated camping.
She's good for a good one-liner, and like, every other
that's
episode.
That's always worth it.
And that's always worth it, despite the dark shit surrounding
She can be a domestic abuser. She can be, a lot of things. But as long as she hits us with that 1-2 punch occasionally, ooh.
Yeah, love it. Then they're roasting marshmallows. She's charring the fuck out that thing.
That's and how he's I like, eat be them, careful. Too.
But I like, and then
but she ate them off the stick.
Bro, she ate that shit so, like, she devoured it in a way I've never seen. She's like, what is this? Oh yeah, with the charred shit everywhere. She's like, it's like eating corn.
I mean, as you know, we're pro eating corn on this pod.
We love corn, baby.
Corn, we're...
Just corn in a field.
That's I just want to be... Eating corn in a field.
Just want to be... Oh, man, some good corn.
Too. And I got that, I got that corn in my backpack, that cream corn, and you just eating out of it. You see it behind me with that big ass spoon, that scooping ladle.
Scooping it with my hand.
Scooping it, swooping it.
Scooping the fucking cream
and
corn.
And I'm doing
out
a little shimmy to shake that cream corn all up.
Oh, yeah. Come on, shake that backpack up. What the fuck's in there, sir? It's fucking cream corn, man. You want to mind your fucking business? Go on, girl. Shake that corn.
Hey.
And then she proposes they move to a bigger place because so her kids can come. This dude is like, I'm burning through my savings now. And I feel like his fedoras are getting bigger or like his head's getting smaller. The fedoras look too big for his head.
I think it's both. I think it's shrinking of the head and I think it's
and he's buying bigger hats.
Beginning of the hats. It's like soon he's going to have like
beginning
girl from like girl from Orange County hat size, where it's like hitting bitches at the next table. And she's like, I'm sorry, is this brim too wide?
Right. He's got and he has to wear all three of them on the plane. You see motherfuckers who got the big ass hats and like they got to wear like three at once because they don't want to, it's going to get crushed in
it's
my
gonna
suitcase.
It's
going to
get wrinkled.
And then, I hate to bring this. So I was on this flight, motherfucker with three hats, putting her bullshit ass hat in the overhead.
No, you didn't.
First of all, I wasn't sitting there, but I was like, I'm glad I wasn't sitting there because if I was there, I would have been like, thank you, God, because I have fucking time to be like, get these fucking sombreros out the fucking overhead. I got to put in a fucking baby stroller. Are you fucking for real right now? Luckily, I was up the row, but I was watching the whole time and the person had like a backpack and like this woman was adamant and like the person was like, okay, I guess I'll just like, it was kind of a big backpack. They're like, it's kind of hard to put on my seat. He was like, but you can put it under your seat. Like I can't put my hat under the seat. And I was like, this shit is everything that I wanted it to be and more. But anyway,
I mean, you can put it under the seat and just put your fucking feet on it. Just
put it on your lap.
Then fucking reconsider.
If the shit is
exactly
bigger than your lap.
If it's too big for the trip, don't bring it.
Yeah. Or it's get a hat box simple. Like a gangster.
Yeah.
Put that shit
in
a flight case in a Pelican.
look cool as fuck with that little thing and bored with it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know either. They're like, what the fuck is that?
Get
like,
it's upright for my base case and check it. You open it inside, it's just big ass hats.
You want to slap those strings later, man? They're just a bunch of big sun hats that I got on Instagram.
I mean, I can slap them, but they're just felt hats.
Oh. never mind. Welcome to New Orleans.
Welcome to New Orleans. Just the people are asking, are one of those airport bands that are fucking tight
like,
as hell.
Oh, shit. They're like, hey, get that bass out. It's like, it's hats. What? The fuck? Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Yo, I bet you right now, though, someone is like, that's the best idea to package my giant hats. And they just, I bet you, while listening to this, ordered a bass case.
Look, again, look, if someone who travels with hats, I don't give a fuck what you do.
Let's take that dog for a walk.
What are you, scatting now? Like jazz scatting? Like Kim Cattrall?
No, I'm pretending to be a bass.
Oh, that's why you're saying take that dog for a walk? Oh, you're fucking foolish, fool. Get out of here with your fretboard talk. Fuck out of here. Walking that... Man. I didn't deserve this shit. Walking that dog? All right, Christopher. All right, let's move on to episode 2. Gino and Jasmine
let's
are our first
get those
couple, even
cats
there.
On that hot tin roof. Daddy. Boom boom.
You got your fucking beret on and shit with your soul patch. You can beat Nick ass, motherfucker.
I'm wearing a turtleneck.
I know. Because you're literally wearing a turtleneck right now. Yeah. I don't have to. You are. Metaphorically, in the most powerful way. So they start off this next episode now, pornographically again. Jasmine is giving fucking toppy to Gino's foot. Now, I don't get, like, if you feature thing, fine. But this weird ass
it's
forced...
not about the feet, it's Gino's feet. I'm just sickened because I pictured them again and that was so fucked up.
We've seen how dirty his toilet is. Somebody who don't care to take care of their toilet, they're not taking care of their feet.
And
but
she
the other thing is,
said how it tasted between the toes.
Like,
said,
is this the part that tastes like shit? I'm like, please,
you're
I don't.
So nasty. I prefer the Baja Blast, dude. I prefer the Baja Blast.
I'm like, I'm fine with the, like, I show the piss play, fine. But like,
take
don't be talking
me back
about what...
to the blast. Blast take... me back in time, baby.
Thank you. Swing low, sweet blastriot. Coming for to carry, blast me home. You know that old spiritual from watching fucking, 90 Day.
Oh, when the blasts go marching go... in.
We're back in New Orleans.
Oh, when the blasts
hey, we're in the French Quarter, baby. All right.
Whoa, looks like someone's sticking that dog out for a walk.
Oh my God. We're out here. You know how we like to do laissez le bon temps rouler. Boom, 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 boom.
I saw you Google how to say.
I was like,
bon
I was part
roulet.
Of me was because I know it's like, I know it's like got something rouler. I was about to say creme brulee. I was like, nah, that ain't
okay.
creme brulee.
I forgot Alicia Keys' name. I didn't Google it because I couldn't think of what to Google. I was like, what do
braid,
I put in?
Braid lady with the scarves.
I'm like, braid lady, plays piano good, got scars. Oh, that should have been it. Swizz. Oh, but then I don't want to be the person that says Swizz Beatz wife.
Even when you're just trying to figure out an answer based on association in your mind?
Yeah, because then the next time... It's the algorithm being reinforced. So the next time you try to Google it, then it's going to just be like, oh, people like it when you succeed and just code women as someone's wife. They're just going to be like,
Or it tailors the searches.
Bill Clinton wife. You know what I mean? I'm like,
you're like no, I literally searched Hillary Clinton. No, you searched Bill Clinton wife.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm not trying to teach the algorithm that.
Wow, okay, that's a level of woke, that I have not reached
yet. Yeah, it's very woke. I think I just get triggered by the headlines that are like, when someone dies and they're like, got wife the whole body of work, and they're like, wife of whatever guy. And
you're like, I never even heard of this fucking man. Are you for real? Who?
What?
Whose wife?
I'm like, didn't she cure cancer? They're like, no.
Right.
Wife of bicyclist. Nah, nah,
nah. She was with this dude and his feet tasted like shit. Okay? That's where we're at.
So gross.
And then they have to get out their fuck calendar because she's ovulating. This all just feels very contrived.
Yes. I wrote, so scripted. And nothing was more scripted than watching her in that velvet fucking workout. Like, thing go like,
yeah,
and yes, that's 4 miles. It's the equivalent of
99 100 push-ups, exactly. Uninterrupted.
That classic sitcom, yeah. 99 100 push-ups.
99 100 99 100. Hey, how ho, whoa, you're here. Oh, I see you. Come in.
It's crazy.
It's like every sitcom,
literally every
doing
sitcom
fake
ever.
Sexual tension. It's called fake sexual tension. Anyway, so then she FaceTimes her mom. This kind of gets a little sad because her mom and her sister are taking care of her kids. And her sister reveals that Wanse is fucking really sad, as any child would be, being separated from his parent. And she's like, oh, for real? She's like, yeah. Like, he's just wondering, like, when he'd see you. It's just making him really depressed. And then, like,
no,
like,
the thing
you,
that
mom?
Was more depressing is that he was like, please don't tell her. Like, yeah. I have not been telling her because I don't want her to be sad.
Yeah. He's
fucking
putting
angel
your
in heaven.
Fucking feelings before his own fucking needs.
Are you fucking serious right
Wanse,
now? I'm crying and I want to hold you.
So then her mother is also doing poorly. She's ailing. She has like chronic pain. They're doing a biopsy on something. We don't know what exactly is going on. But then Jasmine's like, dude, I'm a shitty mom. I'm a shitty daughter. Like, I can't even be there for my fucking mom. And she's like, and I said, I just don't even know what to do. I'm like, get to your fucking mom and kids, fool.
That's literally, I'm like, I think you know what to do. It's right there.
Like, I get it. Your value system might be a little fucked up, but it seems like you're having a somewhat of a moment of clarity. And it's just, you admitted to your, like, on camera, you need your mother. You care a lot about her. And if she, man, you know what the fuck time it is if one of our moms started, like, I'm dropping fucking everything. Give a
yeah,
fuck.
You get the fuck into a plane.
But also, look, I guess complicated. You have fucking immigration issues, but damn, come on. Whatever. I mean, like, we knew the second she was, like, already being like, yeah, I'm leaving my kids to go live it up in Miami or wherever the fuck. It was just, like, bad times. Anyway, so that's where the rubber hits the road, and then they meet this lawyer, and like you just referenced a second ago, he's like, how do we get the kids here? The guy's like, okay, so in your original K-1 petition, did you list the children also? He's like, no. Do I need to? He's like, oh, Google didn't tell you that shit? Okay, but you don't need a lawyer, right? Uh-huh. Okay.
I've all never right. seen right. someone so aggressively petition for a job when they know they're being filmed for a television show.
They're close. Well, I think someone like that is such a they're such a one-track minded sales oriented person that they don't even realize what the fuck they look like.
You're mice and menning the sale, dude. Just fucking lay off just a little bit. You're dude, about to snap that bunny's neck, honey.
Exactly, bro. You killed it, George. George, I killed
it. Too late, dude.
George,
it's
I killed the
late.
Fucking sale. See, that's why you should have put on them Vaseline gloves. Keep your shit soft, like Curly did. You know what I mean? Did we talk about that last time we were talking?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, maybe I was talking about that with Jack or some shit. Oh, anyway, I don't know if I'm surprised no one actually started tweeting at me. The last recording of Daily Zeitgeist, I fucking knocked over the biggest cup of water all over my fucking desk. It was so fucking, it was humiliating. I'm just so glad we weren't streaming. I was like, this is some fucking 420 day fiance shit right here. They're like, what? I'm like, just fucking move on, man. Next story.
I think you told me last time. I just wanted you to tell me again.
No, this happened yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
This is the second time. You had another spill.
I'm doing epic cry now from intervention. All right. So anyway, we'll see what happens. Kobe and Emily, they're in Cameroon. And I really loved it. I like seeing how energized Kobe was. He's like, bro, I can just fucking tell I'm home, man. Like, I fucking smell it in the air. Like, I don't give a fuck. I've been on a plane for fucking 29,000 hours. Like, I could fucking run through a wall. I'm like, yep. I know that. I know that endorphin rush you get from getting, like, being where you belong. And yeah, the whole fucking, I didn't realize the whole family was there. Like, her parents included.
I did not know that they were going to be coming. But fast forward to her dad wearing traditional Cameroonian clothing saying, "Welcome to Wakanda."
He didn't say, okay, to be fair, he didn't say, "Welcome to Wakanda." He just said,
Wakanda. Which is kind of worse.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure her mom was like, "Now you look like a caveman."
Did you catch that? We heard them say, it's like, oh, because the hat was like turned around. He's like, yeah, oh, I guess that would look ridiculous. I'm like, yeah. Bro, just shut up. He's like, you look like a king.
He's like, you look like a jester.
Allow the culture to wash over you without having.
Can you drive off in your little micro machine with your microaggressions? Can we just do that? Just take off.
What it was is like you're uncomfortable and it's okay to just feel that without saying anything.
Yeah.
And just actually be like, hey, you know what? I could use this opportunity to learn something and to just like vibe.
Right. That's what's interesting too, because Emily was like, I don't know how I feel just like pulling up wearing this shit. Like, Kobe didn't even like tell me anything. I was like, that's Kobe, you should do that. But I get too,
but
there's a little bit.
She also said, I felt disingenuous because I don't know anything about it. And I'm like, yeah, I guess you could have Googled, you know, a little or something, something.
Was he like, I'm not telling you, Emily? You know what I mean? Was that the situation?
Like, he's like, you will never know my secrets, White Witch.
She's like, yeah, she's online enough to know. She's like, I think this might be a bad look for me, even though my husband is Cameroonian. Like, without me being able to have like a lengthy caption underneath this picture of me wearing traditional Cameroonian garb. And my dad doing the Wakanda fucking X arms in the photo with the family might not be the best look. But hey, I don't know. I mean, that's our own white guilt we bring into an African-American context. And here, this is more of like a settler colonial thing. I don't know. I don't know if it's the same. I don't know. I'm just, it's,
Better make a joke. I'm uncomfortable.
But I love this hat. I'm getting this hat. She was I'm getting this, like in the store.
She loved it. She was giving Hillary Banks during that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, Hillary Banks. Yes. Will you? yeah.
Trevor?
Trevor?
That's a hat icon. A Fresh Prince Bone.
Yeah. Hat icon. Hat icon, Hillary Banks.
Such a fucking.
Wife of Trevor. She didn't have
bless
to be.
Bless his heart.
But yeah. So anyway, we'll see what happens there. It looks like this season, what they tease out, the drama there is like, so are y'all going to get like Cameroonian married now? It's like, but this is just good enough. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm like, this one isn't as interesting because I'm more interested in like their kids and like what their family's like than like this tired ass, constantly retread thing of like, and then the woman meets the family abroad, but there's a culture clash that will always be solved. Like, fine. I thought we could have just watched them like living in Kansas.
I just wanted Scarlett to play with her grandparents. Can I just see that?
Yeah. And I want to see like them exactly. Like, I want to see them like realize that they have like two different cultures that they live in and like embrace that. But that would be too nourishing for the audience. So.
I'm trying to see them make some brisket and some Cameroonian food and be like, guess what, y'all? Like, you can just have them a beautiful meld.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like he's definitely speaking like French to the kids. Because, like, that makes sense. Like, there's no way you can, like, be bilingual. I mean, I know it happens a lot to bilingual kids, but usually, like, you kind of, it's weird, like, even with, like me parenting now, my parenting language is like Japanese, I think, because so many of my early memories are my mom speaking to me in Japanese. So like all my responses are like in Japanese, like sort of instinctively. So I could totally see why Kobe's doing that.
That's
on top
so
of
sweet.
Obviously wanting to like preserve, you know, cultural shit too.
My, that's so sweet.
Yeah, you know, you gotta talk to the baby, you know? That's like, because my dad was like, what do you want, man? No, he's just he's not a character from a fucking Eddie Murphy movie, but I just remember those are like my strongest sort of memories of like how like I heard soothing talk and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think like when I at my most primal also go back to Russian because like when I get scared, sometimes I'll like exclaim in Russian because it's like, that's like so deep in my instinctual response.
Right. It's going like, to your base operating system. Yeah.
Not oi, but like oi, like a Russian oi. And then like, same. When you'll hold a baby, you'll just be like, oh, and then you'll start just talking
whatever
in Russian
that thing
goes,
comes out. Yeah, for sure. Well, here's something that sucks to talk about. Egg and Liz. Again. Fucking no. No,
why is she glowing? And why did she bring her daughter into this?
You gotta fucking keep the kids out of this. Whatever. They're back to... They're trying to get married again for like the fucking 9 millionth time.
Honestly.
It falls apart every fucking time. He's a fucking shitty person. She just doesn't know how to fucking do anything else different. This guy's talking about like fucking like in the first 10 seconds. I was like, Jesus. And it's like, I think he's really matured at 58 years old.
Honestly, everything about him is disgusting. From saying shit like, oh, I was in love with Liz when I first saw her. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay. Is that the woman you also abused and controlled?
Well, what do you mean by
okay,
that?
Okay. Like, then when we like put that next to, oh, I
didn't tell her when
to breathe.
With
her immediately.
Right.
We pretty much know that you're an insane person. And not insane, I guess.
Didn't he accuse
we know
her
that
being
you're
gay
a creepy
too?
Fucking person. You formed an unrealistic attachment and expectation with a woman that served you lunch at a restaurant, and then you proceeded to torture her into marrying you for years.
Yeah. And accused her of being like in some kind of like lesbian affair too, if I'm not mistaken, last time we saw him, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Are you guys gay? Like, are you a lesbian, Liz? Shut up. Whatever. Get this. Like, also, this isn't even an international couple. So get this shit off my TV. That's like the one fucking thing I ask. I don't need to see two American motherfuckers being ignorant.
Get the fuck out of here with both Egg and with Angela. We do not need either of them on this.
But also, Riley, shout out. Thank you,
Riley,
for,
you're an angel.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're on this show, but you are an angel in heaven. And I hope that this doesn't. Fuck, I mean, hopefully by the time everything airs, maybe it'll be summer break, so they don't have to be talking cash shit about your mom and Egg. But it's just like, get the fucking kid out of it. Anyway, they're living off savings, so now they're going to be realtors. Great, great.
The
great,
end.
Great, the end.
I just think the daughter's super smart, and they're like, oh, we just did, like, you know, sample walkthrough with the daughter as a client. What do you think, daughter? And Riley was like, mommy should have done more of the talking.
Yeah.
From the mouth of babes, you know?
Yeah.
She's too good for this fucking show.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, because, like, she knows more, I think. Anyway, I don't know. And you're just kind of off-putting, and, like, you smell like fucking, like, old French fries. Rob and Sophie, again, apparently, you know, Rob wanted her to move back, babe, finally, you need to be with me. But she's like, no, Rob, I'm not going to move back with you instantly, just like everything you've done. Like, I need you to prove to me that you've actually grown and you understand, like, what's wrong with our relationship.
You never even apologize, Rob.
I don't need to, motherfucker.
Just
I can't
take
believe
responsibility.
Her. I can't believe her. Then he goes to his place is weird as hell, too. That big ass bed he was on. The fucking sheets were freaking me out. The bedspread was freaking me out. That fake ass synthetic velvet bullshit freaks me out. It's giving fucking low budget porno where one of the people doesn't know they're in a porno.
That's the first thing I thought. It was actually low budget porno.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, is this what happened in the 2 months he didn't see Sophie? Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Started lifting weights and just buying like the shit that looked the most baller at Bed Bath & Beyond.
I don't think it was Bed Bath & Beyond level.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He's probably just like, He probably goes to his homeboy's house. He's like, hey, man, where you get these sheets? Oh, Amazon? What did you search? Okay. Oh, what do you call them? Fashion eco luxury sheet?
Luxury king size? Porn sheets?
Oh, they're called sex sheets? Yo. Okay.
Okay. You know, tight.
That's what I like to do. I like to have sex in a bed.
Oh, extra slippery?
Sheets.
Yeah.
Extra slickery. Oh,
slickery,
okay.
Dickery.
Oh, wow. It smells like the petroleum that's used in the process to create the fucking fibers. I like that. Oh, don't smoke a blunt on it? Okay. 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 That dude smoked hella weed. So many of the pictures that they showed had him with like heavy hitters and other like cannabis company. He's wearing so much cannabis company t-shirt, logo shirts, I noticed.
Unless he might have been working at a dispensary.
Yeah, maybe. But either way, I was like, bro, I know what time it is that you wearing them. I know what that heavy hitters logo looks like, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that fucking spade Same with the season. HH looks like? Yeah, we out here in California smoking weed too. Anyway, so then we see Claire. This was actually hilarious. When Claire
them
and Sophie go to that bookstore.
The bookstore. I don't worst- know what my mom is trying to meet there. Because honestly, I've never seen her read a book.
I've seen her read. Oh, Sophie, what's this? Like, gem fiction? What's that even mean? Uh-oh, you know, I think I like that, actually, Sophie.
Oh, Mom, do you read?
No.
And then she starts laughing. She's like, but I could. That's at least what I thought she was.
That was so funny.
She's like, I'd like to write that. Gen fiction?
Gen fiction. Like Jen Aniston.
That sounds, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm having that.
I'll take two, please.
Oh, yeah, Soph, I'm having that.
Bartender, two jam fictions, please.
Actually, make them doubles, yeah, love? All right, yeah.
Thank
Cheers,
you.
Cheers, babes. Cheers. Yeah, we're having that.
Oh, which one? Oh, house, please. House jam fiction.
Get that. Oh, like, yeah, like, what's the well? And, like, what's a premium? Like, that's a coal brand? Yeah, yeah, all right, I'm having that. Oh, I'm having that.
I love the idea of getting two gen fictions and make sure that they're well.
Yeah, just like whatever your well is, though. Let me get two well gen fictions. That sounds like an annoying TikTok prank video where it's like, I go up to bartenders and I make up drinks just to see how they'll respond. And I do it at fancy places. And they go, yeah, sure thing. And then you see them Googling. They're looking for a gen.
Oh, we got him, man. We fucking got him.
Holy shit, dude. What a fucking
Now loser. Watch me give $200 to a homeless man.
Hey, brother. You all right?
It's always hey, brother. Oh, my God.
I can't, man. You know that does not sound welcoming. Just a note to white people. It does not sound welcoming. And don't do brother. Brother, sometimes it can be a little hippie. You know what I mean? Like, all right, brother. Yeah, brother.
I think you have to have a certain hair length to pull off. Hey, brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need a certain level of crunch. Like, I need to hear your armpit hair crunchy.
Exactly. If that hair is above the shoulder, you cannot say, hey, brother, in a hippie way.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, brother. Hey, brother. Hey, what can I get you, brother? What can you get me? You can get
An
me
apology,
another.
First
you can
of
get
all.
Me another. Bartender. Fuck out my face with that fucking brother. Man, what the fuck are you talking about? Wild, man. Anyway, so what else? I like how Claire's like, I think Rob's addicted to porn. Like, it's an addiction.
Trust,
I'm like,
trust me. Trust me. Love, I've got an addiction.
Right.
Looking at Rob the knob is like looking in a mirror, in it.
Oh, yeah, he's looking at porno. He's thinking, oh, yeah, I'm having that. That's why you got to watch out for Rob the Knob. Oh, anyway, John told me he used the L word. Babes.
That's why I'm wearing a pink dress, love.
Because love's in the air.
Labia, so I'm dressed in the color of labia, menorah, love.
Don't you get it? That's like a big move for us because he used to call it my bulldog mouth.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
What did you just say to me? Oh my God. Sorry. You're going to hell.
I'm already there. I'm already there. I'm already there.
Not fucking bulldog.
He's really evolved, babes.
He's really a vulvard, babe.
Okay. What else?
I'm sorry. Yeah. If we had a sports team for this podcast, it would be the Bulldog Mouths.
Georgia Bulldog Mouths. University of Georgia Bulldog Mouths. You know what it is. All right, Nicole and Mahmoud.
Come get some of that.
Oh man. It's weird when you're just looking for something visually in your mind and that's where your sordid brain takes you. And I'm sorry to the people, but this is what we all signed up for.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
Nicole Mahmoud already, I'm like so fucking freaked out. Like the second he's like, cover up your fucking stomach. It's like, bro, she has like a fucking, like the width of a ruler amount less of stomach than. Showing.
And when she like leans back or like yawns.
Yeah. He's like, oh, don't tell me that's some kind of halter. Oh, hell no. And I get it. Look, he's not comfortable with that. And I don't fault, that is what it is. But you are with her. And to you, Nicole, you are with him. So if y'all can't figure it out, you need to fucking go. You're set
break the
fucking
the fuck
ways.
Up. Because you can't make him uncomfortable on purpose physically by kissing him in a public place when Come he's on. Like clearly not down. And you,
what do you
cannot
for,
make
huh?
her uncomfortable by being like, whatever you're doing with your own body is not cool right
now. It's an affront to me. I don't like it. And then she's like, okay, so first of all, this is a crosswalk. Okay, you have to walk there when line
no,
the
no,
light
not
is blinking.
There. Oh my god!
Oh my god! Oh my god, Mahmoud, you'll like fucking die. And you need to wear a fucking seatbelt, or the cops will fucking shoot you. I'm serious.
It's America. They don't fucking play. Seriously,
they don't fucking play. And they know. And you're African. I'm sorry, Mahmoud. It's just bad. Also, slam the trunk of my hoarder ass Mini Cooper because. It's not an Egypt car. She said, it's not, this isn't an Egypt car. What the fuck is that? I'm like, what the, both of y'all, I'm like, what the fuck? What are
both
you doing? What's
of
going
them
on?
Are like all types of wrong for each other. And I don't want to see them together. And
yeah,
I don't want her to force him to like, so what do you think of this? Did you love this crosswalk? What about this Mini Cooper? What about this neighborhood?
You sound
that
like
is
Jennifer
empty?
Coolidge, kind of.
I don't know. My accent
like
work.
No,
all
no.
Over
I'm
the
just
place.
Saying. I'm like, you're like kind of killing a Jennifer. What do you think? Anyway. Yeah.
What about again. This empty street? Do you love it? Okay. These are stairs. How do you feel about them? Are they is your dick tingling a little bit? Ooh. Have you seen a 7-Eleven? Isn't it impressive? Show me with your face, with your whole face. Like, girl, relax. Just would not let him be in the car for one damn minute.
No.
Just peacefully. He got off like a 1,000-hour flight. She's like, you don't seem to be overjoyed to be using this seatbelt. I'd like to see a seatbelt smile right now, Mahmoud. Yeah. I'm not seeing that.
I honestly, you're kind of killing the Mahmoud right now. So I just want you to like really kind of be
killing Mahmoud right now.
Yeah. You're killing Mahmoud right now. Okay. That's my God. I'm sorry. We gotta get out of
We're
here.
We're on I'll, one.
You can find me at Bulldog Mouth on Twitter.
Wait, also he told her he didn't like her art, which was like
yo, so they get to her
really
place, right?
Fucking dope.
I love that. They get to her place. He's like he walks into her like artist ass apartment. And he's like, the fuck?
He's like, who are all the naked women?
He's like, what's with these 15 pillows? And she's like, what's with this lady's bush? How come this fool naked? Like, everything was just like, what the fuck is going on here?
It was so funny. Because, I mean, he was like, why is she naked? And she's like,
right.
She's a doll. And he's like, so? Where's her clothes at?
Yeah. He's like, I mean, because I'm like... She kind of got that body, yada, yada. You know what I mean?
He's like, honestly, can you leave?
Can I? It's okay to touch?
And she's like, so you don't like my art of a naked woman with her bush out? And he was like, no.
No, that's a lot of bush. It seemed mostly bush, to be honest.
Honestly, it's like the American government. Too much bush.
Thank you. Wow.
Thank you so much. Peaches. I won't be here all week.
What was that? What was the Peaches album? Impeach My Bush or Impeach This Bush?
I think it was, yeah, Impeach. I thought it was This Bush, but maybe I don't remember.
Where are all my Peaches fucking historians at? Impeach.
Come through. Peaches lives downtown.
Impeach My Bush. Yep, yep, yep. Is Peaches still with the person from La Tigra? That was like back when I was like really up on like my Peaches.
But I don't know.
Like that's my Peaches. Like that was like 2007 shit, I think. Anyway, so here we are. I don't know what I guess. Oh, Manuel and fucking Ashley.
That's it. It's just like why don't
mind
I
your business?
Why don't I yell you into letting me talk to your kids? And he's like, that's still a no for me. And I'm like, I guess we'll just watch this for the rest of eternity. Because that's right. Every episode ever with them. And it started off last season and just like, who cares?
Why are you asking me about this? Why are you asking me about my family? Why are you asking me about my friends? Why are you asking who I go? Why are you asking me? Why are you asking me? Why are you asking me? Okay, fine. Then don't fucking be married. You know what I mean? Like, there's not even... Aside from the fact that, like, you consent to sex, I don't know what else the fuck you guys do.
There is nothing except for sex and fighting that you do. So then when we watch you do anything else, it's, like, really painful.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's just, Ashley, just witch up. Witch up somewhere.
Yeah.
Witch it up away from him.
Witch it all, Kansas. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's it. For these two episodes, we are going to be back because we've got about five more to make up, and we will do it. Don't worry. Shout out to Ryan, the editor, for really making these edits happen, and we can get them out to you. And yeah, find us at 420dayfiance on Twitter and Instagram, patreon.com/420dayfiance. Shout out to the fucking Patreon, the K1s, our Twitch subscribers. We will be streaming again soon. We just need to get through this glut of episodes.
Just gotta we'll get catch back. Up.
We'll be back to our deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you. Don't come around. We still watching 90 Day. See, that was a Fiona Apple remix. All right. At the Sophia, SFIYA, at Miles Gray.
Miles Gray, Gray.
Boom. Meow. We'll see you. Bye. Thank you.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, 20 Day Fiance.
Oh, but we get to do English accents. I mean, some of us.
Oh, because it's Claire, babe. He's back. Rub the knob.
I've Hi. Got a boyfriend, and he said the N word.
Oh, I'm going to shimmy, baby.
Labia, baby.
Labia.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.